Not only can mold and dampness cause damage to your home and belongings, it can also cause health issues. Some asthma attacks and respiratory problems can be put down to living or working in a moldy environment. Here to talk about mold is Yala Downs, a scientific officer in the Department of Health's Environmental Health Team. Welcome to the Mag, Yala.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to make me feel guilty today for not doing housework?
I'm going to really try not to.
No, God, somebody's got to make me tidy the house up. It's going to be great. So we're not talking about refrigerator mold or stuff that grows on bread, or are we?
Well, it is the same stuff. So the stuff that grows on bread and in your refrigerator can grow anywhere in the house. But there are thousands of different species of mold, so it could be any of those.
Oh, dear. So what causes mold to grow?
Dampness. So if there is a water problem or a moisture problem, there is likely to be a mold problem as well. When you've got damp furnishings, damp walls, it usually only takes about 48 hours for mold to start growing. So that's why we advise people, if they've had a leak, storm damage, really need to get on top of it straight away, because the longer it lasts, the more there's going to be and the harder it's going to be to get rid of it.
48 hours?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Holy mackerel, that's nothing.
No, it appears really quickly.
And is it just damp, or does it need something else? Does it need like warmth or...?
It does need warmth and it needs a food source, but pretty much anything can be a food source. I mean, it can grow on plaster walls, wood, brick, pretty much anything. So once there has been moisture, it can take hold, and then it can take water and food out of the atmosphere. So it extracts the dampness out of the atmosphere. So it no longer needs water to grow. It'll just keep growing on its own.
Sounds a little alien, but gross. So how do you know if you've got mold? Because there's thousands of types.
Yeah.
They're all different. They look different as well.
Yeah, they all do look different, and multitude of different colours, every colour of the rainbow. The one that we get the most calls about, though, is the black mould, and I need to dispel a little bit of a myth. We hear often about toxic black mould, and that's a bit of a myth, because any mould is bad for you. We don't recommend testing the type of mould that you've got in your house, because it's very expensive, and it doesn't matter which type of mould it is, it's bad for you and needs to be gone. So mould can be any colour, any consistency. Usually, though, it's white, green, black, yellow colours, but there are different ones, but those are the most common types that you'll see. So there are many different types of mould. Some of them are black, and some of those are toxic, and some of those are not. So even professionals can't tell the type of mould by just looking at it in a lot of cases.
So it's kind of like a snake. Don't worry about what kind it is. Just kind of like move it along.
Just get rid of it. Yeah.
Just move it along. Get out of here. Now, is there mould that you may suspect that you have mould? It's a bit of a damp leak or something, but you can't see it?
Often smell is the first thing that tells people that there's a mould problem, that musty, damp, mouldy smell that you can detect sometimes. And that's a good indicator to start looking behind furniture. That's usually the first place that will go on windows, the base, if you've got a rising dampness problem, in cupboards, on clothes. So anywhere where there's not much ventilation and it's cool and dark, in the corner, behind things.
My one of my mold stories, because I've probably got a few, I had some behind a painting.
Right,
because it was like right on behind the wall was a chimney. Didn't even really know it was there until the mold started growing on the front.
Right,
Like, oh, well, there goes that. Whoops.
Yeah.
Naughty. Radio. So now we've talked about mold, what it is, where you can find it, why it grows. Why is it bad for you?
Well, the most common symptoms that people get from mold exposure are hay fever-like symptoms. So allergy, you know, including stuffy nose, sneezing, itchy eyes, runny nose, those sorts of symptoms. It really triggers an immune response, so that's why people react to it. Some people can even get a more severe reaction, so they can even experience nausea and rashes.
That's how I feel about housework.
Me too.
Oh, my goodness, nausea and rashes. So I guess if you have got these usual kind of hay fever allergy reactions, you've done your usual stuff like vacuumed, turfed all the pets out, everybody outside, vacuumed, and you're still getting like hay fevery reactions or something, then I guess you start looking for mold if you can't already see it.
Look, it could be. The problem is the symptoms are so non-specific, it's really difficult to tell. I mean, even if you do have a mold problem and you're having those non-specific symptoms, it is the time of year for hay fever as well, so it could just be that. So it's really difficult to tell.
Right.
But if you're getting those ongoing symptoms, the best way to tell is to leave your house. If you can, go stay with someone else for a week and see if the symptoms clear up. And if they clear up and then you come back and they come back, then it's likely to be something in your house that you're allergic to, and it could be mold.
That's a really good point. Did you just validate holidays for us all year?
I did, yeah. It's very important, especially during winter, because that's the time that mold grows.
Oh, perfect. Excellent to hear that, everyone. Leave your house. See what happens then. Go on a little holiday, a staycation, a mini break, if you will. So if you do have mold, how do you get, even if it's not affecting you, it may affect somebody else or a guest or whoever is coming into the house, maybe affecting you in ways you're not even aware of.
Exactly.
How do you get rid of it?
Okay, well, the best way to get rid of it is to scrub it off. Lots of elbow grease, physically remove it. That is really the only way that you're going to get rid of it. You can use fungicides or exit mold or any of those sort of products. Some of them will kill the mold and some of them don't do that good a job. But the most important part is removing it, because if you don't remove it all, then even dead mold can provide food for new mold to start growing. So the most important thing is to get rid of it. It doesn't need to be dead, it just needs to be gone. So you can just do that with hot soapy water and lots of scrubbing. If you did want to use a fungicide, we recommend using 80% vinegar solution or a 3% tea tree oil solution. And the best way to use that is to physically scrub the surface where the mold is. And then after you've done that and it's dried, spray the solution, whatever you want to use, onto the wall for about 20 minutes and then wipe it off. And then that will kill any mold that you may have missed. But, you know, the fungicide is not important. The important part is the physical scrubbing and removal.
So it's a two-pronged attack with the vinegar. Now, what sort of vinegar? Is it brown, white,
just
apple
white.
Cider? Just white.
Just
garden variety white vinegar.
Yeah, that's right.
I get confused when I go to I'm really not very domesticated, not good in the grocery stores, not good in cleaning. So white vinegar. Sorry, what was that?
Tea tree oil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but just a 3% solution of tea tree oil, just a few drops in a water bottle, shake it up, spray it on, leave it on for 20 minutes and then wipe it off.
Okay, that's not hard.
The most important thing, though, is removing the source of moisture. So if you've got a leak, you've got some storm damage, that needs to be fixed first.
Oh, so do that first, then get the mold?
Oh, look, both.
You can scrub
mold. Clean it straight away and then fix the leak.
Scrub mold to the that part. Use that as part of your cardio routine. What about using bleach? Does that is that one of those things that kills mold as well?
That's another one of a bit of a myth. You spray the bleach on and it looks like it's gone, but it's actually just bleached. So you've bleached the mold, so it looks like it's not there, but in most cases it still is. So we don't recommend bleach.
That's really interesting, because that's one of those things for cleaning the bathroom is bleach, and
absolutely
get that really great smell, and it's awful for the environment, but vinegar's better.
Yeah. Well, once you've scrubbed the mould off, often there's a bit of a stain left behind, so that's when the bleach might come in handy to bleach the stains off, but not as a mould cleaner.
Huh. Interesting. I've learned something today. Bleach does not kill mold. It's the vinegar. That whole vinegar and bicarb, would you recommend that?
Yeah, look, that could work. Absolutely.
I love it.
But really,
elbow
look,
grease.
Scrub it. Physically remove it. That's the most important thing I can really hammer home today.
Everyone, I'm looking for a shortcut for you, but she's not giving me any. My goodness.
I'm very sorry.
So, now, what if you've got a mold problem in a rental house? What are your landlord's obligations and how do you approach that?
Okay. Well, the landlord really has to provide you with a safe place to live, and if they're not meeting those requirements, then you can put in a complaint. You can put that in through Consumer Protection. The other place you can go to is your local government environmental